Hey there! Today is Monday, August 28th, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, and the author, blogger, and the CEO of Bears with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I have faced, and the new foods that I have tried. Ha! So, I'm going to try to make today's podcast simple and quick. We're going to see how well that goes. So I have not done a podcast, I think, in 2 weeks. I was actually on vacation, an actual vacation where I did not do anything. I did not bring my laptop. I did not go on Instagram. I did not go on LinkedIn. I did not do any social media. I just took a complete break. And now I am trying to get back into the swing of things and doing my first podcast since. So, first of all, I think I might sound like I have a cold. I don't actually have a cold. My sinuses have been acting up really, really bad. So if I sound sinusy or if I sound maybe like a duck or something like that, yeah, that's the reason why. So I went to Greece on my vacation. And it's the very first time I've ever been to Greece. And I have got to tell you that I have mixed feelings about it. I had a good time, but there was good and bad about this vacation. So I suppose everywhere you go, you're going to find something good and find something bad. So the reason why I wanted to title this podcast Greece Overall, because I just wanted to give you an overall think about it, and then I'll do individual ones, and like this is what I normally do anyway. So when we went to Greece, the first thing we actually did was go to, we picked up a car because we like to drive. And the first place we went to was ancient Corinth, which was cool in and of itself. I mean, because this is a biblical city, ancient Corinth, which is actually spelled with a K, not a C. But if you look at the Bible, it's spelled with the C. So I thought that was actually pretty cool. Now, the reason why that place is so important to me, not just because of it being biblical, because I actually go to a church that's in a very, very small town in upstate New York called Corinth. So that is one of the biggest reasons why I want to go there. And we also stayed in an Airbnb in a place called Nafplio, which is really, really cute. It's definitely touristy, but that place is actually worth visiting too. And while we were there, we did a cooking class, which is going to have its own podcast all by itself. We went to a couple fortresses. We literally went around as much of Nafplio as we possibly could. And I did face my fears on this vacation to Greece, and I will get to that in all of the podcasts, but I definitely faced my fears in a bunch of different places here. We went to the Acropolis in Athens, and I got to tell you something about Athens. Athens was not what I expected. I was actually a little bit disappointed with Athens overall, but, you know, as my husband likes to say, it is what it is. So certain parts of Athens reminded me of Fifth Avenue in New York City and, the expensive places to buy things in London. I didn't care for that because, I save up money for my vacation, but I don't save up a lot of money, like to spend a couple thousand dollars on one item. So there goes that. But the markets were really, really cool, and that's probably going to be a podcast all on its own, because as cool as they were also annoying at the same time. But the Acropolis was something else. That's also going to be a podcast. Like, everything is going to be a podcast all by itself. But I got to tell you, the Acropolis, don't go on a really, 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 really hot day. Just, or figure, maybe if you're going to go on a really, really, really hot day, go maybe later on in the day. Because, that'll be for another podcast as well. Mars Hill. If you don't know anything about Mars Hill, if you've never heard of Mars Hill, you're going to like that one. Well, you may not like that one, but I liked that one. There's also an island One of the many islands that you could go to from Athens is called Hydra. That was a very, very cute little island. I actually had a good time there. More about that in another podcast. And then there are fortresses. It seems like there's a lot of fortresses in Greece, but that is a good thing for me because I love ruins. If I get to go to a ruin, I am a very happy, happy person. But I could tell you that overall, Greece was nice. Oh, there's also a beach that we went to. I guess I got to write that down to remember for another podcast as well. Overall, it was really, really, really hot. I mean, it wasn't as hot as it has been in Greece, but it was still hot. And my husband and I both bought a hat to wear for the heat. And in all honesty, that hat did not help. It was more of a hindrance, I think, because it kept the sweat in my hair, which is not a nice thing to do. So, yeah, I gave up on my hat by the end of our vacation, and I just let the sweat go. What can I tell you? Listen, I actually have a little bit of a beef, or I think that might be, I don't know if that's the right thing to call it, annoyance, I guess you could say, and I knew this going to Greece. So, and I'm not going to make this a podcast all by itself. I'm just going to do it here. We were watching a whole bunch of different videos on the do's and don'ts of Greece and what to expect in Greece. And two things I could tell you is that learning the Greek language is super, super difficult. Seriously, it is. I just couldn't get it for the life of me. I was able to remember to say hello, and that was about it. And I believe it's yassa. That is really the farthest I got. After that, it was like, huh? And I was really, really trying to learn it. I was learning it at home before I went, and I was trying to pick up everything, and it was just totally, totally, like, I just couldn't do it. My brain would not figure it out. My husband couldn't even figure it out, and he's usually pretty good at these things. But putting that aside, there's one other thing, and like this also we knew going in, but I didn't think it was going to be that bad. So when you use the bathroom in Greece, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you are in a hotel. It doesn't matter if you are staying in an Airbnb. It doesn't matter if you're in a hotel or if you're getting gelato someplace or ice cream someplace. It does not matter. You are not allowed to flush the toilet tissue. You cannot do that. Their system, their plumbing system, for some reason, does not handle it. And I don't understand this because their city is not that old. As my husband likes to tell people that it's only like 200 years old, Athens, which is about the same age as America. And we've got really good plumbing. So I don't understand why Athens does not have really good plumbing. I don't get it. So remember this when you go to Greece. I don't care if you're peeing or if you're pooping or if you got diarrhea or whatever it is. You cannot put your toilet tissue in the toilet. Sorry, excuse me. You have to put it in the trash. You know, after a couple of days, the trash does get a little stinky because of that. And I personally think it's disgusting. But it is what it is in Greece. And I honestly don't know why they don't change their plumbing system so that you can flush the toilet tissue. Because in all honesty, it doesn't even seem hygienic. And I'm not trying to be mean, but if you can't flush the toilet tissue down the drain, or not down the drain, down your toilet, I really think you've got a problem. I mean, even in India, I could do that. And in Italy, I could do that. So for not being able to do that in Greece, I just think that's really, really, really weird and odd. And I think, personally, I think that that government needs to fix that. For me, that was a downfall because it was like, yuck. But I wasn't about to say that to anybody actually there in Greece because I didn't want to be rude. I kind of figured if I'm doing it in my podcast, I don't know who's going to listen to this in Greece or anywhere else, but I did want to let people know that if you're going to Greece for the very first time, do not put that toilet tissue in the toilet. They don't appreciate it. I don't know what happens if you do it, but don't do it. And, you know, putting that to the side, I think I enjoyed Greece for the most part. Athens, I wasn't a fan of. Nafplio was great. The ruins were great. Ancient Corinth was great. I really wanted to buy an outfit there in Greece, but yeah, it just wasn't going to look good on me at all. And where was I going to wear that here in upstate New York? So Greece has its pros and cons, without a doubt. It has its pros and cons. And I will get to each thing that I've got written down as a whole podcast all on its own. But as a whole, like I said, as a whole, there was parts of Greece that I really, really liked. There was parts of Greece that I did not like. And would I go back? Probably not. Not right away. It's definitely not at the top of my list of a place to go back. Not like I would love to go back to Ireland. I would love to go back to Italy again and to France. And I would even love to go back to Israel one more time. But Greece, nah. I don't want to. I think what I would like to do for Greece is the island hopping thing that they do, the island cruises where you get on the cruise ship and it takes you to a couple of different islands. You spend a couple hours there, you get back on the cruise ship, and then you go to the next island. I think I would like to try that because the islands is what I really, really like, because I want to walk around those buildings that are white with the blue roofs, the rounded ones. That is the Greece that I would like to see. But those are actually on the islands. So that's going to have to be some other time. Yeah, that is my podcast for today. That is the best way I can describe it to you and get my mind around it. I try to be positive, minus the toilets. I don't know if I did a very good job of that, but I did try to be positive about this, so I hope you will give me that. I do have a bunch of podcasts coming up that are definitely going to be positive for you to listen to, like the one on Nafplio and the one on cooking and Mars Hill and Hydra and the Fortresses. Like, each and every one of these things is actually going to have its own podcast. And for the most part, they were definitely going to be positive. So I'm happy about that, because this one I know is a little bit on the negative side, but I just want to get that out there, to get that done and over with, because, you know, people really don't like negativity. So I figured I would just get that done and over with. Okay. So I guess that's today's podcast. I know it wasn't the greatest podcast, but I just figured the overall thing I wanted to get there out there for you. And I am looking forward to telling you about all the positive things that I found in Greece, because I think that's more important. So yeah, I got the negativity out of the way. We're good. And now I'm going to tell you about a whole bunch of different things. So thank you for listening to my podcast. And if you would like to follow my podcast, you can. It's called Kathleen's Corner. If you would like to follow me on Twitter, you can, at SRKBear. If you would like to follow my business on Twitter, you can. That is at Bears with Apps. My blog is KathleenSmith.org. I have so many blogs for you to read. It's not even funny. Nothing on Greece yet. I just haven't gotten that far. And it just seems to take me a lot longer to get my blogs out there. My YouTube channel is Kat and Smith. That's KatandSmith. I have so many videos for you to watch. Please check them out. And I am on LinkedIn if you would like to follow me there. And I actually am on Instagram as well. My books. If you would like to check out my books, please feel free. That would absolutely be wonderful. You can find them on my blog, KathleenSmith.org. My books are Miscarriages, My Story, Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate, and Hey You, Moments to Remember. These are all basically memoirs, things that have happened to me in my life. So, like, If you've ever been to Brooklyn, if you're from Brooklyn, we might have similarities that you might enjoy my book. If you've never been to Brooklyn, then you might enjoy my book. You'll get to know a little bit about me and what it was like for me growing up in Brooklyn and then what it took for me to move to upstate New York. If you've ever had a miscarriage, I am deeply sorry. And I know the pain that can cause physically, but emotionally way more. And if that's what you're going through right now, I get it. And I hope and I pray that my book helps you with that. All of my books are on paperback, Kindle, Kindle Unlimited, and audio. So please feel free to get them. If you don't like them for whatever reason, you can return them. But I'd rather you didn't. But like you can. Apps. Bears with apps. We have apps for your entire family. Quite literally, we have an app for your entire family. From a writing app to math apps to spelling apps to a couple of different games and a whole lot of register apps. I really don't know why we have so many register apps, but I can tell you that your kids will love those register apps. Your little ones, your toddlers will love those register apps. I don't know why they like them so much, but I do know that they do. And I would love it if you would try our apps. And, you know, school's back in session. So practicing spelling, practicing writing, and practicing your math is a really, really good thing. And our apps are as simple as you're going to get. And sometimes that's a really, really good thing, especially if you're trying to practice something for school. And all of our apps, one-time purchase, and it's a money-back guarantee. So it's a win-win. You know, if for some reason you don't like the app, you can return it. Or if you would like to see some kind of improvement, please let us know. And we'll do our absolute best to do that improvement for you. So I do appreciate you trying our apps and seeing how they work for your kids, for school, and for homeschooling, and for just plain practicing or having fun. You know, it's my livelihood. It's, you know, it's my business. I would love to see it grow. So I want to thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner, about Greece overall. And I will be back with more podcasts about the different places and the different things that we did in Greece. And the next podcast, they will be on the positive side. Woo-hoo! Okay, in the meantime, wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And I will be back when I am back. Bye-bye, and thank you for listening to Kathleen's Corner.